This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. One of the largest processors and exporters of kidney beans in North America says the ongoing trade disputes could harm dry bean business. Based in Wisconsin, Chippewa Valley Bean exports roughly 70% of all processed kidney beans, much of which are shipped to the European Union. Company marketing manager Charles Waxmuth says if trade tensions continue to linger, the U.S. could lose international kidney bean markets.
Well, it's been an interesting road so far. As of yet, we have not lost a lot of business, mainly because the worldwide supply is tight and people need beans from the USA. What will really affect us in the long run is if we get to February and these tariffs are still in place, that'll promote other countries, say the Ukraine, China, more beans in Argentina, to produce more. So that way the 19 harvest will go to those countries, and in the long run, it'll take us decades to claw that market share back.
China is one of the largest competitors to the U.S. kidney bean farmer.
And through good sales, good quality, and good customer service, we've been able to take their market share away. These tariffs are really leaving us open to having that all gone again.
Waxmuth adds, the door is open for China to grow more kidney beans and retake market share.
In the past few years, there's been a policy in China that they want to grow more of the food that they eat. And with the tariffs on soybeans, we don't exactly know if China is going to pick up more kidney bean acres, but they know how to do it, and quite honestly, they know how to do it well.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.